George from Westbury writes to us, I live in one of those late 70s model cookie cutter style homes. I'm having the worst time with the plumbing. I've been there 10 years now, and just about once a year I'll have a pipe crack open. I've had the plumbers out to take a look at replacing the piping. I feel like I've been hosed by their quotes, his words. Most of the plumbing is centralized. I don't know what he means by that, but I've been quoted up to $8,500 and have yet to hear anything less than $4,000. I don't see it costing that much, but the house isn't that big. So, Tom, what's your advice for him in these pipes cracking open?
I'm not sure what kind of pipes they are. I don't think it's your typical pinhole leaks and galvanized and things of that nature. It might have been some of the new PEX pipes that had come out, and maybe they're having some problems with it because he said split.
Yes.
And so it's probably going to have to all be replaced. And I don't set prices for anybody. If a plumber wants to earn $8,500 and you want to use them, that's fine. If you want to use $4,000 and you want to hire them, that's fine. But I think $4,000 and up is probably going to be pretty close to what you're going to pay. You're not going to pay $500 to have your house redone.
Well, you could.
I don't even think you could badly.
Okay. So. But seriously, what's the remedy for George here?
If it's the type of pipe I suspect with the splitting.
The early PEX stuff?
Yeah, or some kind of off-the-wall thing that came and went, then you're going to have to repump your house. I don't think it can be fixed or renewed. If it's a galvanized or a copper or something, then you can call TDT and have them look at it. Maybe you still can anyway.
Maybe you should start there in case it is.
Yeah, whatever. Just get a couple more opinions.